podcast 176. Whoa. We're banging them out. We're banging them out. Like I said that we were going to bang them out. And whenever I go on vacations, we get this little two-week hiatus where we hardly do anything. Then I come back, and we're back at it. We got three this week. And I love it when we get to do three. This is impromptu.
I can remember doing the 100th at KPMG Clay.
Right.
Is that where? Really?
Yeah.
And when was that?
That was just like a year
ago. Well, Fred was there. So.
Yeah. Ah, there you go. Yeah. Well, Marty put that picture up yesterday of Fred. Exactly 1 year ago today. Very touching. Mm-hmm. Everybody have a good Easter?
You did?
Yeah?
Check it off my list.
We went to
Mile Marker for brunch. It was really, really good.
Oh, wonderful.
They have a soft taco with the egg and the spinach and the
egg.
Egg.
The egg.
Nicole loves it there too at Mile Marker.
Oh, you know
I didn't introduce you guys, did I? Oh, Donna Arizoni from South Massachusetts is here.
I'm just going to say, good morning, Gloss.
Very nice, very nice. And Kim Smith is here. It's just the three of us, my two regulars now. You guys have been the regulars, right. The staples. I love it.
Good morning, Gloucester. One of these days I'm going to get a picture of Donna saying good morning, Gloucester, in her usual fashion. That would be pretty
my
fun.
Mouth wide open.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm very demure.
Kim, what did you do for Easter?
Well, my darling daughter, Olivia, and her wonderful...
The one that you love more than your son.
No, I love them both so much, equally. But, you know, I talk...
I always tease.
I
always tease.
I know, but I love them both so much equally. And my son-in-law as well, Matt, and they... So Alex had to work a lot, and then... So Friday they arrived, and I made a wonderful lobster dinner with Captain Joe's Lobsters.
Right off the boat, you got it right from the boat.
Right, and I made so many. I made extra for my son when he came home from work, but he didn't happen to eat it, so then I ate lobster for lunch the next day. Mm. And so then we had a lot to celebrate Saturday night, so we went to Duckworth's, and I did not have the lobster risotto there. I had something... entirely different.
But first, because you always go to Duckworth.
That's our special, that's our, you know, fun and special occasion place. So, and so I had the their beautiful seafood stew, which had shrimp, clams, in a fabulous broth. There was lobster, fish, mussels. It was just amazing. It was fantastic.
If I had that, I would have included the paramedic.
And everybody else had, like, Tom had the pork schnitzel. Have you had that?
The Wiener schnitzel?
Yeah, pork schnitzel.
Oh, pork schnitzel.
It's not veal schnitzel, it's pork schnitzel. It's amazing. It's the second time he's had it.
I just like to say Wiener schnitzel.
Wiener schnitzel.
From the Sound of Music.
Is that what it is?
No. It's Austrian.
They're in Vienna, but it's not. They don't eat Wiener schnitzel.
Where is Brussels as opposed to
Belgium?
Brussels is in Belgium.
So that's different than where Vienna is.
Right.
Vienna is in Austria,
which is right next to Germany. Yeah. So
they have a lot.
And then
of
Belgium
the
is where?
Closer right to there. France.
Yeah.
In what country though?
Belgium is a little country. It's a very tiny little country.
Oh, Belgium's a country, not a city. Oh.
No, it's a tiny...
Well, no, Brussels, I said, though. Where's Brussels?
In Belgium.
Brussels is in Belgium, and where is the other one?
Vienna is in Austria.
Austria's a country.
Austria's a country, right.
I don't know. That's how stupid
that
I am.
Is that Bentley College coming out?
Not good with the geography, no. It's all Europe to me, except for the big ones. Germany, Italy, France... Right. Portugal, Greece.
Spain, and Italy. But then there's the smaller countries. The Scandinavian countries.
Denmark.
Right, to me, there's no different Scandinavian countries. It's all one. Like Denmark and Finland and Sweden, they're all one.
There's no difference. Well, they're all northern, but they all speak entirely different languages. I mean, Finnish is so different from Swedish and Norwegian.
I understand, an ignorant Guinea... from Gloucester, as far as what my comprehension is, they're all the same place up north of all the rest of the main part of Europe. And they're really not. They're like more of like belong to like Iceland because you know, like just cold water sport.
Iceland's away.
Cold weather sport. place.
Like Iceland's about.
No, I get it. I know that. I know that it's way away and everything else. But like, I just lumped them together in my mind as like they're just wearing wool knit sweaters and they're skiing all the time, and that's what they do. And they eat Finnish cookies and stuff like that, Danish cookies. But they're all the same. Just and then there's, you know, there's Europe, which is consists of, you know, the big ones down there.
And then
there's Africa down below, and then there's all the Asian countries to the right of that.
That's my
geography.
Your continents are pretty good there.
Not really. Terrible. Terrible. They should break off those northern European things, and that should be a different continent than Europe.
Oh, why?
It's just because they don't really favor the rest of them.
No problem at all. Oh,
because like all, because France and Greece and Italy and Spain, like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like
they're on the rand of Mediterranean.
The Mediterranean. Maybe that's a better way to explain it.
They're the Mediterranean country.
You think that's like the real Europe, because that's where your heritage comes from. The
and when I say this, I hope people from these things don't take offense. I'm poking fun at myself for my geographic failings knowledge.
Did you know, I think that like in countries like Norway, they're like almost completely off the grid. They are they're so advanced in solar and then the government did this program where they give them a huge tax credit to buy a hybrid car or an electric car. Yeah, so I think and they gave them so much money to do it. It just was like, it didn't make any sense to not do it.
Right. And they also give women 1 year maternity leave with pay.
It's pretty extraordinary.
Did we talk about the I'm not sure if we talked about this. We probably did talk about this with the is a country or a company in Europe, someplace in Europe, that wants to give women a week whenever they have their period, week off.
What was that?
Each month. Yeah. For period leave.
Oh, really? I never heard of
that. Yeah,
did we not bring that up before?
Yeah, we did. We talked about that.
What country?
You might have been not here for that one.
Yeah, well, what country was that?
It was a company, I think.
Yeah, I thought was
kind of... So, and I was wondering if you thought that was like...
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that?
Well, to be honest with you, when I had my friend...
Yeah? Yeah.
It was like any other day. You know,
well, some women.
Women suffer.
Some women really go off the reservation, totally nonsensical.
Well, but also they.
And we'll tell you that.
Right, but there also can be in a lot of pain.
Some people who have endometriosis and things like that, and that can be really, really difficult.
There can be a lot of pain associated with it. So.
Yeah.
I also think one thing that might not be beneficial to women is if, you know, women have worked so hard to be treated as equal and to receive equal pay and equal consideration, and then if you're asking for an additional week off does then a man get a week off as well? So I don't know. I'm not sure it's such a great idea.
And the reason why women couldn't go into altars is because they would, I hope this is all right to say, bleed, and that's why it was considered kind of the curse. But that's why a lot of women did not, they felt like they weren't, people treated them like they weren't worthy because they got their periods. So I agree with Kim when, you know, is that going down the spiral the other way?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, as a man, you can't say anything on this because it's good to hear from women on it because they can't really criticize you so much. Yeah. I thought it very interesting, and I was wondering how. Like, I'd like to get Hannah Kimberly's take on it. You know,
What happens to women who go through menopause? Talk about going off the grid.
Psycho.
I didn't get too bad. Because I'm kind of focused anyways. I don't want to make everybody around
I have seen in my life, you know, being with different, you know, the different women in my life, definitely varying degrees of psychoses, like during And some have it really didn't seem to affect at all, and some like really affects.
When you go through menopause, you have a lot more anxiety. You have hair on your face that you never had before.
Yeah.
You have sweatingness that is just out of control.
Yeah.
You know, you jacket off, jacket on.
Did you say?
Jacket off, jacket on. No, jacket on, jacket off, jacket on, that type
okay.
of... And you can be very... you're little, yeah, I hear you, Joey.
I didn't say it.
I've never said anything.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting.
But anyway, so if you're going to give them off for having your period? What happens to, you know, when you really are a little off,
well,
though?
Well, you know, as you said, then does the same thing happen when people go through menopause? And
yeah.
also they think men go through... a certain amount of emotional changes also as they get older and their hormones change.
And I'd rather give that money to people so they could have a little more maternity leave, so they could be home
yes.
a little longer.
I find it interesting, though, that, like, you know, that it's a company that brings this up, and they open themselves up for to this discussion, and that, you know, there's so much discussion about, you know, women as equals and stuff like that, that, I mean, if they
right.
take it
right.
or whatever, does that,
does
is
that,
that an acknowledgement
right.
of there is, you know, a man doesn't have to take this time off
right.
or not? And
yeah.
I would
so
think that, like, a hardcore feminist would be horrified at the thought of this.
Yeah, I don't think it's a great idea.
What kind of, then you would be given roles of less responsibility. Because
you have
would,
to take a week off.
Because you have to take a week off.
Well, the way it generally would probably work is that they would have that, like, the company would probably be forced to rework it so that their company, you know, have to.
It'd be much better to
what do you
have
want,
the
want
medical.
Me to read the press release too?
Yeah,
okay.
I wish we could remember what company.
I think I have it.
I would rather see them give that medical leave to women who are having babies or having medical problems than having everybody who has a period a week off.
And giving men paternity leave as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, some companies do that.
Yeah.
So we didn't. We haven't talked about this.
We might have talked off the record because I remember we discussed this.
Oh, maybe.
And I remember reading it. I just thought it was kind of with all the other issues.
Right.
I help with daycare. I think, you know, you could spend that money somewhere much better.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, much more.
Jeez, I really don't have that on here. I'm sorry. I'll figure it out another time. So there's that. Anyway. I'm happy for my Easter. We'll get back to that. Went to Felicia's, her lamb, which is like one of my favorite things. We put the recipe on the blog, and if you get a chance to make them, follow this recipe to a T. The thing about lamb, I'm curious today, right? If we go to Stop and Shop or these meat departments, if lamb is half the price as it was yesterday, because those lamb pops, the lamb rib,
right.
What do you call those? Tenderloin.
Lamb chops. Yeah,
they're like stupid money. They're very, very expensive.
Lamb is expensive, though.
In general, it's expensive, but sometimes you get it on sale at Stop and Shop.
Yeah.
I've been going to Stop and Shop meat department. I'm gonna admit something right now. Because we had this big battle about prices at Stop and Shop a couple
versus
years ago versus Market Basket. I've been shopping at Stop and Shop lately, and I have to say their prices have. I feel like their price. I'm gonna have to do another one of those random checks and line up the same products at both places. I think prices at Stop and Shop have come down, and I'm finding great deals in there.
Well, I think
in
they
the meat
realized.
Department on higher quality seems to me higher quality product.
They had to do something because
they
their prices
to.
Were, you know, a dollar more for a can of artichokes.
They were like $1.50 more on a gallon of milk. And a gallon of milk is a pretty generic item.
Mm-hmm. I think it depends on which brand of milk you were getting as well. I told you what I did. I went through, I made a list of everything I buy, and I went to Market Basket, wrote down the price, went to Stop and Shop, wrote down the price, and Stop and Shop was 1 cent ahead of Market Basket. Now, this is stuff that I buy. I don't buy fish at the grocery stores. I buy it at all our local people. And it was summertime, so I buy my produce at farmers markets. Mm-hmm. So it was more things like olive oil, the kind of jam that we like. But oftentimes when I go to a store, too, I buy things that, like, you know, like, say I usually buy raspberry jam, but if the strawberry jam is like 2 for 1, which they do at Stop and Shop, I'll buy like 10 of them or whatever, you know, or tuna fish is like $1 a can. I'll buy like, you know, 30 cans because, you know, or whatever it is. So that's how I save money in the long run.
I used to do Peapod when my kids were small.
I used to do Peapod too.
Peapod, and I make sure that Peapod would come when the kids were home, and I was still at work, so they would have to put it all away. I used to time it that way.
Good move.
Yes!
I like that, Donna.
Do you like that? And if I saw the Peapod truck still in my driveway, I rode around.
Do another circle?
I did. I did. And whoever was there with my children, you know, I mean, they were 10 to 15 to 16, even their friends, put it away.
When my kids were little, we lived in when they were really little, we lived in Boston, and we were stuck going to Shaw's at the Prudential Center. And it was like, oh my God.
Well, that's the problem with people in Maine. They have to go to Hannaford's. They don't have any other stores.
Are Hannaford's expensive?
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah.
We reprised. Polly Wallace was here the other day, and he was sitting in right next to me, and he says, it was early in the morning. I'm like, I don't have much of a post this morning. He goes, you should bring back the old Good Morning Gloucester questionnaire that we did in the early days of the blog. But we've taken on so many contributors that haven't filled one out. So I sent it out to what I think was all the new contributors. So you can expect to see one from Donna. Nicole's went on today. EJ's went on yesterday. Greg Bover has one coming up. Alicia,
I've never filled one out.
You didn't fill one out? Did I send you a questionnaire?
No.
Oh, I got to send you one then. I thought you were...
You didn't send me one either. I just got David Cox mentioned it, and then I saw EJ's, and I just copied it.
What do you mean? It wasn't in your email?
No. I went all the way through on my spam and my deleted folder just in case I... Yeah.
I'm losing my mind.
Well, join the crowd.
Well, it's great. The question is,
it was easy to just, I saw EJ's and David Cox mentioned it to me. So, and then I just copied it. That's all.
So David must have filled one out a long time ago.
Well, I saw him Saturday at Fred's.
Let me see who I sent it to.
There was Walt Kalinda.
Oh, I sent it.
States,
I didn't put you on there. Bridget, Nicole, Greg, James, Craig, EJ, Alicia, DeWolf, David Cox, and Manny Simos got them.
Yeah.
So I got to send. I sent one. Well, you could found it.
I already
thankfully.
Did.
And Kim, I got to send one to you. I wonder if anyone else I forgot. She said, "Was that long ago I put it on the blog?"
It's 2009, I think.
Oh yeah.
And was the last ones we did?
I think it was 2009 because I looked it up.
Really?
Holy mackerel.
And I've been with you for a long time.
2009. So that was like the beginning of the... That was like only 2 years into the blog.
Yeah. I think I saw the year 2009.
Wow.
I didn't realize EJ had been here that long.
EJ's been there since the beginning. Oh, no. She's been here five and a half years.
No. Has it been that long?
I think that's what she said on her...
Oh, okay.
I don't even know how long I've been on because when I started, you asked me to send you stuff that I was posting on my blog, so you were doing that for a while, and then...
Yeah, that's generally... I do that more often than not.
Yeah, that's how I stand.
Then you asked me to be on yours, so I don't know...
Kim, if I don't send it to you, just remind me, please. Yeah.
And just cut and paste.
Cut and paste.
That's what I do.
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Just remind me. Okay, last night, I'm going to shout out to my nephew, BJ. Syracuse is in the Final Four.
Yay! I saw that.
Raced to get over there to watch the end of the game last night. They two games in a row. They came down from double digits to win.
I was excited for them.
This is basketball. Correct?
Yeah,
it's the March Madness.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they're going to be in the Final Four.
Yeah, and
so the big dance.
So thankfully, Alicia Cox's daughter Talia, they have an quinceañera party for her Saturday night.
Okay.
You know what the quinceañera party is?
It's
like
a
sweet 16.
Yeah.
Coming of age.
Like the old.
So we got invited to that. So we get invited to that. I was horrified that like we're going to sit at this, you know, this party while the final four, you know, Syracuse is in the final four, but we found out that the game doesn't start till like 8:39 at night, so we'll be able to catch the game.
Yeah. I thought it was they were going to start on Saturday. Maybe I'm wrong.
It is
Saturday. Oh, I thought you said Friday.
Well, I hope we see some nice pictures and stuff.
I'm sure. I think she's got a photographer and everything. Her and Chris are doing it. It's a big deal.
It's a big thing.
Big, big, yeah. Big. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Polly Walnuts, have you been following? He's been posting his father's paintings for sale. Do you see the prices? Like $75, $125.
Beautiful.
I clicked on a bunch of them. There's a couple of them. I might get
one. You might get them. Yeah. You know, I went into my dentist's office. There's one there.
Yeah, I went somewhere too, and I saw one of his.
Yeah, they're unmistakable. It was beautiful.
I was at an open house in East Gloucester, and I saw one on the hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really. I mean, the guy was very, very talented. I like the ones where have more, some of the more broad brush strokes, but they like that oil. You know what I mean? They like
nice, beautiful,
really.
Thick.
But easy
painterly.
To look at, you know.
I think that's called impasto when it's really thick.
Impasto?
I think so.
There you go.
I don't know. I'll have to check. But
I know nothing about painting. I just like to look at
when it's really thick.
Do
applied like that. I think that's what.
Yeah. So I'll put a link to his thing. But he has a big, huge storage space full of them. Mm-hmm. Anybody looking for a gift? Be really easy to go through and find something. Because he painted beach stuff, backshore stuff, fishing industry stuff. There's really something for everybody. So,
his stuff. And you see him places, which is kind of funny. I'm like, I know who that is.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet Liv and Matt would like one.
Yeah, I bet you.
Yeah.
I bet
that's
you.
Good idea.
A lot of the fishing families, like their grandfather might have had one of the old. There's really not many of the big old wooden draggers left, and that's what put this, you know, between the schooners and the wooden draggers. That's when Gloucester's heyday of the fishing industry. When you talk about Gloucester fishermen, that's when it was.
And they saw their grandfathers in the paintings.
Yeah, so there's that.
You know, that would have made such a nice Easter presents, because like I'm kind of struggling with. Like, both kids were, like, really disappointed when I didn't give them an Easter basket, and I was like...
Come on, Liv, come on!
Really?
Really?
No, this was, like, a year or so ago, and
that's
I was just
so
like...
Okay. No way!
Well, so I did Easter baskets this year.
Well, speaking of Easter, it's funny that you say that, because... It's fall. Easter, when we were in Sunday school, they would always tell you, Easter was the most important of the Catholic holidays.
Right.
The most important. And it has fallen off. Like, there was a ton of stores that were open yesterday. When I grew up, Easter was just like Christmas.
Yep.
Like, we got a ton of presents for Easter.
Yeah.
Nowadays, no one does.
Well, you know, I always found Easter when it started to get, like, with the bunny and chicks. And I'm thinking, I don't get this. And you got the Easter bunny looking like he laid an egg. Hello, you don't. You have live births. It just sort of took on a weird. I'm not a.
Well,
Easter was supposed to be you went to church, you got dressed up, and then you had ham for dinner. With lasagna, of course.
I think that happened in about the 1800s, where they had.
I'm not a big Easter
person. They showed a hare, and then they showed it with eggs. That was like because the origins of the whole Easter bunny is Pennsylvania Dutch, and it started like in the 1700s, and then I think by the 1800s. They were trying to figure out how to attach eggs to a bunny or a hare, H-A-R-E, and so they then they had the bunny giving birth to eggs.
They give live births. And people buying chicks for their kids. I mean, if you're buying chickens, that's a raise. But they used to buy. Well, I got a duck one year, and I had that duck for a long time. Living in Somerville, we had a duck in the yard that was the size of a postage stamp. But, you know, that kind of...
You kept it alive?
I loved my Dorothy.
No, but I mean, it kept alive, it didn't die? No,
Dorothy was my... Oh, I loved Dorothy.
Was she named after the Wizard of Oz, Dorothy?
Yeah, Dorothy.
Funny.
And, she used to love salami and toast. And we used to carry her downstairs. We lived on a two-decker. Carry her down the stairs in a big paper bag because she was so big after a while. I mean, she'd go in the... You know, the little yard we had, just size of my cell phone, the yard was in Somerville, and people would walk by with their parents, little kids, and say, I told you it was real, you know, because people thought it was a face.
Oh, funny, funny, yeah.
Yeah, Dorothy. I loved Dorothy.
I loved her.
Did Dorothy lay eggs?
No.
No?
It was a girl duck or a boy duck?
It was a girl duck, as far as we know. It was
so the girl ducks are brown, right? They're not the pretty ones?
No, she was white. She was a white duck.
There are different species of ducks.
It wasn't like a mallard or things. Like, right. It was a white, I forget what they're called.
A white duck? So it wasn't a swan?
No, it wasn't a swan. It was a duck. You see them at the tops of fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was so, I love that duck. Crazy as that sounds.
We had a pet rabbit.
I had rabbits.
But it was very strange. This was when we lived on the Cape, and it was a huge white rabbit, like this big, pure white, beautiful pink ears, pink eyes. It hopped into our yard, and it just stayed there.
You stole it?
So my sister stole it? Yeah, basically. Yeah. Well, my sisters and I, we put signs up all over the neighborhood, you know, pet rabbit, pet, you know, this.
Because it's a domesticated
one. Because it was obviously a domestic.
Oh, it was a domestic one.
It was somebody's pet rabbit that hopped into our yard. We tried desperately to find out who it was because my mom didn't want, I mean, we had a house full of pets already. She didn't want another. But the rabbit was toilet trained.
Mm-hmm.
It would sit on the edge of the toilet seat and go to the bathroom. It slept on my sister's pillow. And we had that, we named him Aloysius, and we had that rabbit for, until it died of natural causes. I mean, it was...
Rabbits can be toilet... they can go in the litter box. They walk into their cage and go. They walk up, because I have pet rabbits. I know, Joey, they're really...
My sister's going through this thing with her coconut. And God only knows how much they're spending to keep this dog alive.
I know, but you have a... I had a hamster that I brought to the vet. Kiwi.
Thank Christ I don't have a dog.
But if you did, I guarantee you'd be attached in like...
It can be very, very expensive. When
very expensive, but you love them.
What are you going to do? Right. You can't let the thing die.
No,
you got to keep paying the crazy money. At a certain age,
I believe you kind of let them go of natural causes rather than...
I'm sure my sister's just... she's gonna
but coconuts does okay.
Right.
You know,
as long as the animal's
healthy.
Not in pain, you know what I mean?
They say that up till now that she hasn't had to have any big things.
Yeah. So I mean, when Erica had to put Rosie down, it was horrifying.
Yeah.
I'm sure. That's what I'm saying. That's why they got you. They got you by the balls because you're not going to let the thing just die. You got to bring it. When the thing is sick, you're not just going to let the thing die.
No.
So you got to bring it to the vet. And when you bring it to the vet, what's going to happen? Bills are going to blow.
Yeah, but the
and
vet
what are
going
to say to you? Well, we could try to fix it. It might cost you $500.
$500.
Or you can let your pet that you love die.
Yeah, but Erica
is cheap.
Erica, when she had to bring Rosie to Angel Memorial, Dr. Cahill said, you know, she has to go to Angel Memorial. They told Erica we could try surgery, but it would take $10,000 and most likely she'd die on the table.
Well, there you go. That made the decision easy.
Right.
But and that Erica didn't want Rosie to go by herself. But Erica just adopted a new dog, Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm already attached. Freddie. Freddie.
Was it named after Fred?
It's just, no, Erica, when she adopted it, already had a name.
Oh, okay.
But I thought of Freddie because he used to hate if I called him Freddie.
Oh, really?
I used to go, Freddie. He goes, don't call me that.
Oh,
but if you get a pet, I don't care if it's a parakeet or an ant farm or anything,
you get attached.
Yeah.
I used to get attached to my son's lizards.
Oh, yeah. The lizards we had, gerbils and fish.
So I want to do a shout out to Cape and Power Yoga. They're on my website, capeandwellness.com. And I saw this. I was reading through one of their press releases that they put out, and they got a really cool thing that they got going on. Every 10 times you walk, bike, or carpool to class, and the classes are in the Browns Mall building, you get a free class. And their classes are already, they don't charge more than $10
right,
for a class. They're very inexpensive compared to other yoga places, and they're great. People love it there. So you're saving a lot of money.
Good incentive.
Really? And it's nice to get people walking outside and everything else. So kudos to Cape Ann Power.
Good idea.
Good marketing.
Very nice. Get some other news. Oh, AJ's on the Harbor, which is where Mooters used to be, and
Cacciatore's
and La Rosa's and all these other things. AJ's is going to be opening up soon. I see they've been working.
Do we know what kind of menu?
I think it's American.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to get over there soon. Yeah. I'm going to take care of them. Yeah. The studio restaurant today through the 30th, from 3 to 8 p.m., they're hiring for all positions.
Okay.
Lat 43 is looking for hosts, servers, bartenders, cooks, saute, fry, and sushi, and dishwashers. If you're interested, please email Jennifer.
Did they close? Why do they need a whole new?
I think they have like winter hours and then summer hours, and they just cut way back on their staff,
and then it starts up again,
just like everybody else.
Yeah.
If you're interested, please email Jennifer@serenity.com, and it's two E's at the end. SERENITEE.com. The link will be in the show notes. And speaking of them, I don't know if people saw my post on. Do you guys have the rewards card there?
No.
Serenity
rewards
card. Which I wanted to do, because I just didn't do it.
It's,
I don't go there that often.
Let me explain something, though. Let me just discuss something. It's free.
Yeah.
You sign up. It's completely free.
Oh, really?
And I swear to God, like every three times I go there, I scan my card.
Yeah.
And there's a free. I got a free, like, so Kate got home from work late. She busting her butt. I'm like, why don't we just order pizzas and you don't have to cook or anything like that. So I ordered pizzas at Lat 43. I go to pick them up. Can you just check my card to see what's on there? And it's like, oh, you have a free pizza. Do you want to use the?
See?
Do you want to use this?
It's another no-brainer.
I'm like, free pizza. Like, it's like $15. Like,
yeah.
Who does it? Like, do you not want money?
Well, it's like Walgreens too.
How was the pizza there?
It's great. It's fantastic.
It is.
It's very, very good. I mean, it's.
Which one do you recommend? What did you have?
I like the pepperoni one.
Okay.
But they have a bunch of different ones. Mm-hmm. Kate likes the cheese, but the crust is a thin crust. It's a wood fired.
Oh, I love that.
Thin crust, and if you hold it by the end, it stands out straight. Yeah. It's not floppy at all.
Oh, I love
it's like
that.
Pizzeria Regina. Like
they do a really good job. I mean, there's so many. I love Sebastian's. I love Sclafani's.
Right,
I like that Surfside
style.
There's a bunch of great pizza places in town. I'm just saying, like.
Everybody has a different style.
525 has an excellent pizza.
I never
get
balsam and
vinegar.
Don't get
it's because I take photos for them as they change the menu.
Yeah.
I get to sample.
Oh.
Not a bad gig.
Right.
Get paid in food.
There you go. You got that going for you.
It's a no-brainer. I mean, CVS, Walgreens, any of them. I mean, it's really, you go to Walgreens, and the next thing you know, I have $15 of free stuff.
Free stuff.
I know, CVS, too.
CVS.
You go there, you spend $10,
CVS,
you got a $3 thing. Like,
yeah.
I have that thing.
And it uses your prescriptions, too. So you can scan, when you have... Get prescriptions.
Smart.
Oh, really?
Donna, you wanted to talk about... Oh, you had a good cleanup this weekend. Can you tell me something? Was there any new faces there?
We always have new faces.
Do you remember any of the names of the new people?
It's a terrible thing. I want to start giving out name tags.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Oh, but I don't... there was new faces.
I'm sorry for putting you on
the spot. That's okay. No, because I tried to introduce myself to everyone...
I'm trying to remember.
Because we have our old crew, the ones that always show up, like Patty and Amy Kerr, and sometimes Ian comes if he's in town. We just have this, Barry, his name is, and his son, who's 17, came, and he was babysitting a little boy who was about 9, and he came. So there was a lot of group. Yeah, and we split up. I went up Maine, and people go up Rogers, and we just... Melissa and Jessica Biker. So, we split up, and we picked up, God help me, so many bags, but it looks good.
Yeah.
It looks really good, and we were out there for I get there about 15 minutes before everybody else, just so I can get the bags out of my car, and it was a little chilly, I must say, especially at St. Peter's Square. The wind was, like, whipping.
When
but
is it going to warm?
It was, it's a good... way to start your day. I do 6,000 steps.
Oh, don't, because you get your Fitbit.
So what?
6,000 steps just cleaning up.
So that's what, a good amount of steps.
What's your good daily goal for steps?
Oh, 10,000. Yesterday I did 14,000, but...
That's a lot.
I know.
Good for you.
I'm motivated.
With a busted knee. That's good for you.
I know. Don't even ask me why I go on the treadmill, but the cleanups are good. It's really funny because we try to take a picture and we're all smiling.
Why come you never post a picture on the blog?
You know, I don't take it. You're not going to pull it off of...
Pull it off of...
I will pull it off
those
my...
Those people should
get
recognition.
On my webs-
I,
think I
want
on-
that on the blog. Damn
I'm
it. I'm
put that on there. I'm going to
Yeah, those
that.
People should get recognition.
I do. You know what? What's I should do you? That. I don't know. Because I'm picking up trash. And we look really happy.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's why people still little. They look, oh, I don't want to take their happiness away.
Oh,
it's funny. A very social thing.
Yeah.
We talk to people. We learn about each other. With meeting new friends.
And people talk to you when you're doing things.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
The people, some people that from upstate New York, they're friends of the blog, they've been following the blog forever. Oh, Pat and Jim Dalpiers, they've done
they've
it
helped it. They've helped us.
But the reason I bring up their name is Pat Dalpiers, great friend of the blog, her sister, Paula Ryan O'Brien, so I came, I had to deliver some lobsters on Saturday, come back to the wharf just to get the lobsters to deliver, and there's a car in the driveway, and I just pull it, just happened to pull in. There was no real reason I was there. And they were sitting in the driveway down the dock, and they get out, and I got to spend time with this. So Paula Ryan O'Brien has been with the blog. I looked up her name. I did a search with the name. 2008, she had won a contest that Sharon Lowe, my first contributor besides myself, had run. And I finally met her after all these years. And she's one of these people that she comments all the time.
Yeah,
I love those people. So
she always has a nice comment.
Yeah, she does. So I sat down. I had a nice, like, 20-minute conversation with them. And they're like, oh, we don't want to take up your time. I'm like, don't go anywhere. I want to hang out with you some more. And we had just a nice conversation.
Because her parents actually helped us clean the cemetery last year.
Yeah. They have relatives around here.
Yeah.
They live upstate New York. Yep. So, yeah, it was really nice to see them.
We did the first burial ground cemetery. I remember them.
Sorry, I thought I...
Nope. But it was a good time. I mean, I like going, you know. You sort of feel like you're doing something to give back.
Yes.
And we all need to give back. And
I was at Pebble Beach, I think it was yesterday afternoon, and I'm photographing there all the time, and the trash barrel was overflowing. So I thought of you and just got out my little... I didn't have a plastic bag with me. I just had a shopping bag, so...
Yeah.
Just put all the trash in the shopping bag. And
Pebble Beach in
Rockport. Yeah. You're not going for that.
No. We have enough to do.
Gloucester has enough needs.
They do, too. I mean, I'm hoping that they could start some group up there, because I was up there yesterday, too, doing... I just like to look for my muse for the day, or a photo. I call it my muse.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Muse.
What do you call a muse?
Yeah.
Muse.
Oh, that happens. I mispronounce things all the time.
Oh, hello.
Tell me something. You last week, because you Rick has a computer PC repair business
and PC networking
and PC networking stuff. He is our guy. We love him. What's the website so people can find
CircleConsulting.com.
CircleConsulting.com. If anybody has any computer problems, call Donna's husband, Rick Artizzoni.
Rick Moore.
I'm sorry. And
I love that you do that.
It's on purpose.
No, he's very brilliant.
But you said that last week there was a big rash in
ransomware and
viruses.
Viruses.
Did you say something called Viper or something?
Well, Viper is what catches some of the issues.
So
if
he comes and does work on your PC, generally he'll install some great programs that will help you in case you get one inadvertently in there. But go ahead. Well, tell me
so
what was going
the
on.
The ransomware is, it's really slimy. They grab on the scammers, and I call them criminals. They send an attachment to your email, like from a Word document or whatever. And sometimes people open everything. I open nothing. But right. they open things, and the computer becomes like ransom. Yeah. It's almost like the computer is kidnapped.
Right. It's taken over.
It's taken right. over. Yeah. And if you have a good backup plan, like Crash Plan or Carbonite or any of them, we can go in there, and as long as you've made your backups and
right.
everything is there, we can actually go pull it off, and we can recover your problem. If you don't, it can be hours and hours and hours of work. There is times that people have had to pay $500 to get their computers back. Not to me.
Right.
To these
ransom.
Criminals.
Right.
I call them criminals. Wow. But it's called ransomware.
So how come they can't track down, if you're paying money to them?
Oh, it's because they say they're legit. It's really a very complicated, they fly under the radar. But
wow.
I tell people all the time, back up, back up, back up. And also, do not open stuff that...
You know, it's some of these things, I get a ton of them, right?
Oh, I do.
Like, it's like, oh, it comes, and it's usually from someone that you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, oh, check this out with a link.
Yep.
Right.
And because you think it's a trusted source, because it's coming from your friend,
right.
it really didn't come from them.
No,
someone's using their email to get
you
to
scan
get
over,
right.
if there's
right.
a little trick there, you know, where it says Joey Shimataro, but when you scan over to the side, it doesn't have your email address. It has some other email address. And that is how you can tell. And people
oh,
will, yeah.
There's so many tricks. I just generally don't
yeah.
answer those.
I don't know.
And
like when they tell me I need to lose 146 pounds, I know it's not coming from someone who knows.
About once every 2 years, I get tricked.
Yeah.
And I get a ton of them. So I can imagine. I don't even know how someone like my mother even keeps a computer running
yeah.
if she's on the internet, because there's. So naive,
yes.
and they want it, like they get something from their friends.
I know.
They want to open it so bad because they assume it's going to be something
Facebook
awesome.
Facebook is another one. They'll so if anything happens on your Facebook, just change your password, and that'll
okay.
take care of any.
Yes.
Twitter does the same. Just change the password, and you'll be fine. But I say again, and I'm repeating myself: back up, back up, back up. Because when you see a 6'6" guy crying in their office. Because they didn't
yeah.
back up.
It's made a life, an indelible impression.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a crazy person with backing up because I have other people's QuickBooks on my system.
Oh my God,
that
yeah, you
I
have
do.
To. Yeah, that's just part of
you
business.
Know, I
yeah.
do other people's
I,
stuff.
Right.
So I have to say, a couple of years ago, it's probably about 3 years ago now, when Windows 8 came out, I brought a new laptop back then. It was a Windows 8 laptop, and I went on probably 15 rants on the blog about how
horrible
it was.
What?
I mean, how what an unbelievable misstep. And, you know, I always call it like it is. You know, there's the Apple people that like, well, you know, that like Paul Morrison has never like they're just like the hardcore liberals and hardcore Republicans. The hardcore Apple people have never Apple's never done anything wrong in their life. And hardcore Android people,
yeah.
Android's never done anything. There's never been any problem with Android. I call them all like it is. Windows 8 was a absolute abomination.
I remember you talking about.
We
it.
Put
so,
people back on Windows 7.
Right. So when I bought a computer this back in January of 2005, Rick set it up for me. Rick got more. I said it right that time. Set it up for me, and I specifically it was a new computer. Windows 8 was out, had been out for a couple of years at the time. I says, Rick, I want Windows 7 on this. It was
yeah.
so stable.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I could, for the blog and for producing content, I could
whip right through
thing there. Whereas Windows 8, it made me do all these workarounds.
It was like Vista.
It was 5 steps backward.
Yep.
Okay. Wow. Long story short, I just installed on my old laptop that had Windows 8 on it, Windows 10.
How is that?
The upgrade process was painless.
It's easy.
And Windows 10, it honestly combined, there was a few things from Windows 8 that were good. It combines the best of Windows 7 and the best little bit of good that was in Windows 8. And it is an awesome
user experience. It reminds me of XP. You know, when Windows XP was a very stable Windows, then they came up with the Vista Probe, and that was a disaster.
It is very functional, very clean.
It is.
Visually pleasing, and painless. It was painless to upgrade.
It's very painless to even work around. There's no, you know, sometimes you have to go, where'd that button go? You know, and
just everything's where you, think it would be, and there's some great stuff there. So people that are getting this, because the one thing that was annoying, you're getting pop-ups saying, "Do you want to install? Do you want to install? Do you want to install? Do you want to install Windows 10?" Right. And I'm like, "Oh God, I don't want to do it because."
The last
experience I had was so horrible. I said, but I did, but so Excuse I went me. And I did a little research, and people were saying great things about Windows
it's
10.
It's not a problem.
So I went ahead and did it.
You put it on your old laptop.
Put it on my old laptop, and my desktop here, I have it scheduled to go overnight today.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy.
We don't seem to have problems. You know, it's almost like every other one Windows puts out.
That's what people were saying.
Really?
That's how I look at it.
Like,
Vista, I never.
XP was great. Vista was horrible.
Vista didn't work with QuickBooks.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So what? Rick put everybody back on Windows 7.
Wow.
I mean, we were able to find that little.
I would say, though.
I would say
to Rick that I would, and Rick would know, I defer to Rick. But I would say to Rick, I wouldn't hesitate to get.
Oh yeah, we were on Windows 10.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, and I'm just went on QuickBooks 15.
How long has Windows 10 been out for?
It's been out for
three
a while.
Or 4 months now.
Yeah, maybe 6 months.
Six months.
But you got to remember, if you don't update what Microsoft does, eventually there's no support.
Right.
Like what they did with XP, which people loved XP.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now there's no support for XP, so what happens is then they because you can't support them all.
Do you guys buy anything on Craigslist? Have you had any experience with Craigslist?
No, I would never buy a computer on Craigslist.
No, I would buy that. I was going there, though.
No,
but have you bought anything on Craigslist or sold anything on Craigslist?
No, but I've got jobs from Craigslist. Like when I photographed Rose Marina.
Yeah?
It was like, you know that... cars for kids or whatever that they
charities.
you donate your car
your
thing. There's a business that donates boats and I saw it on Craigslist and then they called me and said they were a follower of GMG.
You were searching Craigslist
I do
randomly
so often
just
to see if there's any and I had put up an ad for somebody who was looking for office manager.
Are you looking for a boat?
No,
oh, okay.
No, but I saw photography, so I clicked on the photography, and then I emailed the person, and then they called me, and they said, I know your work.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I went down to Rose Marine. They were willing to pay my gas to go down there. I'm like, it's fine.
Nice.
And I took photos of this boat that someone was donating. It was in pretty tough shape, but it was, you knew it was beautiful. I had to climb way up high on this boat, and... I got paid.
There you go. How about you?
No, never. Never sold, never bought anything.
Was there a reason? Are you afraid of people coming to the house and you hear horror stories or what?
No, I just...
Just haven't done it.
Just haven't done
okay.
it.
Okay.
I don't want people at my home.
Yeah, well, there's a whole list of what they say you should do and not do with Craigslist, especially if you're a woman. Like, you know, don't have them come to your house and meet them, you know, at a place where there's a lot of people around and stuff like that. Anyway,
actually, that's not true. I did buy some bricks on Craigslist.
Bricks?
Bricks.
B-R-I-C-K-S?
Yes. I needed, like, a truckload of bricks for a job.
Something?
You searched for them?
Yeah, I searched for antique bricks and vintage bricks.
Oh,
and
wow.
I found them. Somebody had... This was, like, I don't know, this was, like... 12 years ago.
So it's funny the things that you find on Craigslist because...
Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
People put jobs up there.
All right, so anyway, in the past, I hadn't had much luck with it. But the last 5 or 6 months, I've had two scores. One on the buying end. No, two on the buying end, I guess. The cart. There's an old Fairbanks cart, which is... You saw the post on that?
Yeah.
They don't make them anymore. They probably haven't made these for forever, and it's like $1,000 to replace. Right. I found one on for $250. This weekend I found a Weber grill.
Charcoal?
With a cart. No. I wish. No, but it's the big version of the Weber charcoal grill. The one that has the table attached to it. It's the Performer. Okay. Anyway. Because I found this, and I had a good experience with it, I'm going to be selling my Stoke charcoal grill, and I'm going to put a post up about this. And I'm selling the barbecue grill that I bought from Sears. That was 2 years ago.
Okay.
If anybody's looking for a barbecue grill, they both work. And
that's the one
fractions
you have
of the price.
Is that the one you have at your house on Mount Pleasant? Yes, that big one.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
okay.
With Facebook and Twitter right now,
a lot of people are
selling stuff.
On Facebook there's a Cape Ann for sale Cape Ann thing that a lot of people follow, I think.
That's a good idea.
But the Stoke Grill, which is $120 new, I'm selling for $50, which is a fantastic buy. And I'm going to throw in two attachments with it. The veggie tray, and there's another attachment that I'm going to throw in with it. And the veggie tray is like $21 retail, and the other thing. So you're going to get like $160 worth of stuff for $50 if someone wants it. The other grill is my gas grill. I have no interest in cooking on gas anymore. And I know people do. And I think I paid $250 for that grill.
Yeah,
and
expensive.
If someone can buy it, someone can come get that one for $50 as well.
Yeah, we have two of them. We have a small gas grill and we have a charcoal grill.
We just have our little round tubby Weber that I got for Tom like years ago for Father's Day.
it just works.
Yeah,
right?
Perfectly.
Yeah. After my daughter Madeline's soccer game on Saturday, where they play in Danvers, right across the street is Lowe's.
Yeah.
And I can't go by without going through the charcoal, because they have a huge charcoal department there. So I go in and they had two bags of Stubbs briquettes that were in bigger plastic bags. The bags had ripped, so it was a reclaimed product bags, they called. I got them for half price each one.
Oh, awesome.
Very exciting.
You're a crazy man.
Two bags for one. Well, I went on eBay after we talked about turquoise grills, and so they had one in like Nevada or someplace like that sold. But it sold for $588.
Oh yeah, no, the collectors, the cat is out of the bag on those old Weber barbecue grills, the ones of color. The cat is out of the bag. There are serious collectors out there that
you know, because I don't know if you've ever been able to do this, but when I was doing a lot more design work, I used to go to Todd Farm at I used to go at like 3 a.m. in the morning because all the dealers were setting up.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you get to Todd Farm, so you get to Todd Farm early at 7 a.m., things have already sold three or four times across the field, dealers selling to dealers.
Really?
Yeah, so if you want, like, beautiful, like, antique light fixtures and stuff like that, you have to go with a flashlight. And
wow, I didn't even know that. I didn't know they started setting up that early.
Oh, yes.
That's so cool.
Yes.
I'd like to go there,
yeah,
I'd like to go there maybe like the next day off that I have. When do they do Todd's Farm? Is it Saturdays or Sundays?
Yeah, it's Sundays, and it starts in it hasn't started up yet, but it starts in the warm weather.
I can't wait. I'm dying to go now.
Yeah. Well, where is that? It's
in?
Well, I only have one.
It's
more.
In Raleigh.
On
right on 1A.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because several big fields.
Yeah.
Sarah Kelly, I believe, used to have a stand there.
Oh, she did? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, for her you know Sarah Kelly.
Yeah, she has wonderful style. So what I was going to say is that might be a place where you could get one of those vintage grills.
Yeah.
You know? But you'd have to go early, is what I'm saying.
See, I think anyone that's a dealer there would
know
the value of it,
know.
And you're not going to get any good deal there.
But also you could say, like, like a couple of the places, like next to the where the White Elephant is, I forget, Bob Caviello is his name. I can't remember the name of
Susan,
the shop.
Yeah.
He, you know, both of those dealers go around and they go to houses and things like that. So you could say something to them like, you know, like, gee, if you ever come across a vintage grill, I'd be interested. Can you
well,
let me
Kalinda
know? Well,
Kalinda,
too. You know, so.
From Caitlin and Auctions, because
he
goes into homes.
You know, the thing is, like, usually those vintage ones that are of color,
are
by the time over here, where we are,
yeah,
in the north, you find those in Nevada,
yeah,
like Southern California, like where there's no water, ocean.
Oh, that's true.
Because they all rust out, but there are some
You're
that
right.
you see that are just, and the Weber's to begin with, the one that I bought was 6 years old, and I know with a little bit of cleaning, it's going to look
awesome.
Yeah, it has that little table with it. That's why I wanted it.
You're so funny with your grill.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
I just think it's hysterical.
Well, now we're all going to have turquoise grills on our radar screen for Joey.
Oh,
any
colored ones. Any colored
ones.
Yeah.
Any colored ones. Okay.
Yeah.
There was pale, there was a beautiful, like, pale robin's egg blue. That
those are the
really
blue wave. They have different colors.
Blue wave.
There's blue wave.
Right.
There is Glen Blue is another color. They're like a lighter shade of than the blue on Donna's sweatshirt right there. Yeah. They're so, I don't know why, and I know, I kind of know why, but I don't know why, but Weber, they just release one or two of these special editions ones every couple of years, but that light blue one is
so beautiful.
Gorgeous. Yeah. So gorgeous.
It's like when you see like vintage light blue cars.
Like a T-Bird.
I don't know why they wouldn't make it and price it stupid, because there's some people that would pay for it. They have the... I'm not going to get too
deep
into this.
That's my favorite car.
Like, I could go on. I could talk about this for 45 minutes. You know that, right? So.
1957 T-Bird.
I'm dying to go to the Todd Farm, though.
Yeah, it's right.
And there's only a couple more Sundays that I will have off for the whole year. There's only maybe 3 or 4 Sundays won't have my daughters, because I'm not going to lug them there. But they might be.
I used to take Olivia. Oh my God, she used to, you know.
3 o'clock in the morning, I'm not taking them there. That's not going to happen.
They'd be really pleasant by 10 in the morning.
Well,
you'd be like.
I wouldn't take her that early. But then we'd go to breakfast and she'd always find treasures.
You know what would be really cool is, like, I would love to become a grill, a vintage grill trader and have my own stand at Todd's Farm.
No, I just want to say I would try to take Alex, but he has no interest whatsoever in going to the flea market.
A cool one, though. Like, you know, if you have a new home and you need to furnish it with, like, and you don't want to have, like, generic IKEA stuff.
Yeah.
So much of our porch swing I got at Todd. There's so much stuff around our house that came from Todd's.
Sometimes you go to second glance. And find a little gem there.
Well, you know, absolutely. You really do. There are a lot of people in this town that go there, if not daily, weekly.
Lot of people, like,
have a David shop on Main Street. I mean, I've found every year, like, I need a new set of wine glasses, because by Christmas time, you know, we've broken.
You're drunk and you're breaking them in the house.
Yeah.
Well, all you need is drop them on the tile on your kitchen.
A little tiny chip and the glass is ruined. Even though my husband's very good at trying to file it down.
Oh, no.
But it just gets worse.
Your guests get a bloody lip, no problem.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I'm so happy that you guys came. It was very impromptu. I sent out an email
at
like 4 o'clock this morning.
I know, 4:47, I think it came in.
Yeah, wake up.
And here I am answering you at 6.
Yeah.
What is wrong with us?
I know.
But I had to do a...
You know who we have to get in here for our podcast? We got to get Bridget Matthews in here. I think she'd be great on the podcast.
I got to tell you, her work...
Did you see her photo yesterday?
Was that the...
The one with the Good Harbor Beach with the chair and the light coming through the clouds?
Look at the painting.
Oh, that was beautiful.
She's doing great.
I loved her.
I'm so happy
post
to have her.
She did the other day of 50 Shades of Grey. She choosing a color at Ben's. When we chose the color for our inside, which is like a light sherbet green, it was like having a seizure looking at all those.
All the paint chips.
But that was such a clever She's clever, and I think she's, I mean, she's doing the show in Magnolia.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, no, she is outstanding.
She is, you know, like, Nicole was like this when we picked her up. She just gets it and will respond to the, everybody kind of is just like this, but like, they're good writers.
Yeah,
they're talented photography wise, and it doesn't, and they're not making it about themselves.
No, I mean, that's what she's got.
That's the best.
Bridget is, and I love Nicole's stories.
Right, Nicole tells great stories.
She's a teacher.
Every one of our contributors brings something different to the table. I don't want to like single anyone out.
I'm really happy to have a new person in.
Yeah.
You know, and when I heard it was Bridget Matthews, I was like, God, her stuff is outstanding.
Yeah, no, I know. Everybody's doing good work. I feel like the blog is really firing on all cylinders right now. I feel like we're just, and I'm really happy because it's a lot less load on me.
Yeah.
To you know.
Yeah, people say.
If I miss a post, I used to have a meltdown. Like mentally, I was a wreck all day long. Now, if I miss a post, I'm not so freaked out.
But you know, I put the post up about TBTs, alpacas, the sweaters.
Do you know I posted the same thing and I saw yours, so I deleted it.
Oh yeah, because he gave me the Mario sent me the.
The press release. I saw it. I got the same press release.
What a deal!
What was the one last week that you, James, and I posted the same thing? Marilyn Swift's one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all three of us in the same day did the same press release.
You know what? Like if I set something up and I put a little paragraph about it because I know somebody or whatever, I just leave it up because then it makes it more personal than if you just like
if I see something else. Odd
things. I'm trying to send the things to James.
Like I found, you know, I didn't put the press release up. I found pictures of hers and I put her pictures up and I put a paragraph up about it.
Like when I did James's birthday. When I put it up, I made sure nobody else had already.
James's.
Isn't that a possessive? Because it was his birthday. Okay, yeah.
James apostrophe.
Yeah. So James's. James.
That's. And you know, you're about as stupid as me with my geography.
And I'm not a dummy.
I'm a dummy. I have problems, I'm not stupid. I'm not calling you stupid.
Nope.
You are brilliant, and
I
love it.
I mean, I'm really intelligent, but sometimes I listen to myself.
You are beyond intelligent. You are beyond.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And you're talented. We all have our strengths and weaknesses.
Thank you, Jimmy.
We all have our strengths and weaknesses. Mine, obviously, are I have big time problems with geography.
And we have so much fun.
I love it.
It's all about having fun because
that's exactly
in
right.
the end, I don't want to be on my dying bed saying, I wish I had done one more podcast. You
know one more. We're going to do one. As we leave, we're going to do one more shout out to Donna's husband, Rick Moore. And if anybody got this virus in the past week and they're having problems, if the computer's running slow or anything, contact him. Through, the contact information is www.circleconsulting.com.
Okay.
Check him out.
Donna at circleconsulting.com, Moore at circleconsulting.com.
Okay.
And we will get right on it because it was a tough day last Thursday.
And not only are they're nice people to have around, even if they weren't fixing your computer, they're fair, honest, reliable.
Thank you,
and
Jimmy.
They stand behind their work. So.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you. Love it. All right, GloucesterCast 176 is in the books. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.